One of today's most sought-after piano soloists, Jean-Yves Thibaudet, will join the Boston Symphony Orchestra tonight playing Shostakovich's Piano Concerto No. 1. Assistant conductor Marcelo Leninger will lead the orchestra for the program, which also includes Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings and Schumann's Symphony No. 4.
Jean-Yves Thibaudet was born in Lyon, France, where he began his piano studies at age 5, made his first public appearance at age 7. At 12, he entered the Paris Conservatory to study with Aldo Cicolini and Lucette Descaves, a friend and collaborator of Ravel. At age 15, he won the premier Prix du Conservatoire, and 3 years later won the Young Concert Artist auditions in New York City.
His accomplishments and awards are numerous and difficult for us to pronounce, quite frankly. So we will just say, Jean-Yves Thibaudet, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure.
It is. We have enough trouble with English, but then when you add in another language, you know, it's not your fault. We should be better at this. What a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for coming. What has the rehearsal process been like for you so far?
We rehearsed yesterday, and today will be just the concert tonight. So I mean, this is typical summer festival situation. It's not the same, like if we play a subscription concert, usually we have at least one rehearsal plus the dress rehearsal, then the concert. But in the summer, it's always a little bit more, they have a lot of things going on for the orchestra. And so we had the rehearsal yesterday, and tonight we'll just meet for the concert. But we had a good, very, very nice rehearsal.
So it's a collaboration. How do those collaborations work between sort of principal instrumentalists?
Yes, and this concerto is particularly interesting. It's a little bit different than normal concerto. First of all, the orchestra will be only strings. It's a reduced-sized orchestra. And then the trumpet has a very special role in that concerto. The funny thing is that actually Shostakovich wanted to write a trumpet concerto, then he decided that maybe it would have a little bit of piano in there, and then it ended up being completely the other way. It's a piano concerto, and it's got some trumpet in it. But it's a wonderful, wonderful piece. It's very exciting. It's lots of fun to play. And audience will hear. I mean, the trumpet comes in and out. It's got beautiful solos, and I think they will really enjoy it.
Now, you've played it many times with different trumpet players.
Of course.
No, how is that? I mean, is each one got a different personality? Or
of course. They do. They have a different sound. They have different phrasing. Different. I mean, everything. It's like people. I mean, each one is a different human being, so they're a different player as well.
Have you ever played it with a trumpet player who made a major goof?
No. But that happens, you know.
Yeah. Is the French horn or the violin the toughest instrument in the orchestra?
I don't know. I think French horn is pretty, what is the word for that? It's pretty exposed, I would say. It's like if you have a big note and you miss it, I think just about everybody can hear it.
A tiny little mouthpiece, really.
I know. I don't know how they do it. I mean, piano is difficult for different reasons, but at least if we hit a note, hopefully if being the right note, it plays. I mean, it's like the note is there. You don't have to make the note. Yeah. So that's already, we're already ahead, I think, of a lot of instruments.
Have you ever gotten to an orchestra festival like this, you know, even with a great piano rolled out and said, I don't like this?
Well, I'll tell you something that happened last year. I will not say where, but I was in a very important major festival, and we started the concert. The piano was there, and the orchestra comes in, and I start my first solo, and after about 30 seconds, I realized that the A, which is a really important note, right in the middle,
indeed,
was stuck, just completely stuck. It's like it would not come up. So I played a few bars, then I had to stop because every time it was play A, it would be was a hole. So we had to roll the piano back. They couldn't. Something was broken. They had to roll another one, the rehearsal piano, like a half, baby grand, and we ended up playing the concert. So
it happens. How did the audience take it?
I think very well. I think they were first of all laughing, and then, but then when I came back, there was cheering, and they were so, so wonderful. I mean, it's just something they will remember. It was something different at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Rehearsal piano is a term I find interesting. So is there always one in backup?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just that we were there discussing the situation with the people backstage, and we said, the piano technician said, there's nothing I can do right now. We'll take like 45 minutes to fix it. So what was the choice? And I said, there was in the rehearsal room where I was warming up, there was a quite decent, really nice, baby grand. It was in tune. I mean, it's not the same, but at least it's working. And to save the concert, maybe we should just do that. That's what we ended up doing.
I love it. I love it. So how are French politics these days?
Oh, you know, I actually live in Los Angeles, so I feel that I'm more of American, if anything. But I do have still a place in Paris.
Jerry Brown.
But France, yeah, I don't know. I don't know everything about it. I don't follow it so much. I don't think the country is in the best shape right now, but you know, what do I know? I'm not there enough to judge.
You know, you say you're not there enough to judge, no. but goodness, I'm looking at your schedule over the next 2 months. So mm-hmm. It's August 1st now. By the time from now until October,
I'll be a lot of places.
You have Idaho, Amsterdam, the UK, Slovenia, Switzerland, Beijing, Slovakia, and Paris.
Wow. Yes. Yeah, it's true. But I've done sometime worse than that. It's okay. It's not, the travel at least is not back and forth like, you know, everywhere.
Do you eat the food of the country that you go to?
Yes, and I love food. I love to try food. At least I try it. I'm quite difficult and picky about what I eat, but I like to try. If I like it, I'll have it again. If I don't like it, I won't have it again.
So you go to Idaho, you eat a baked potato?
There you go, of course. And I go to Beijing and have Peking duck.
Peking duck, of course.
And in many of these, you're doing Ravel. And so when you find a piece, do you
Ravel? I don't think I do so much Ravel this year. I mean, like in this place,
well,
do I? You know better than me.
I'm sorry. Alan, are you okay?
No, yeah, everything's fine.
Oh, you're right. This is on tour. Yeah, we do Ravel because it's on tour. You're absolutely right. It's
okay.
On tour with the concert.
Yeah, so you have
place.
Ravel in the Netherlands and then
right.
The UK, Slovenia. And, so, and I was just asking you, it's so once just, you yeah. get once you get a something on tour, then it's
yeah, this is this particular, all those cities you mentioned in the middle were, it's on tour with a Concertgebouw orchestra. So of course when we're on tour we play usually the same piece because mm-hmm. we don't get to rehearse anymore, so every night we just do a sound check in the hall, then we just go on and play the piece. So it would be difficult to play another piece, we'd have to rehearse again, and so that's normal. It's a normal procedure.
The bad news is that in turning my computer, I spilled coffee on Alan. The good news is that it was like 3 hours old, and I hope it was cold.
And it didn't get on
my white jacket.
Didn't get on the white jacket. Right?
I know. It was like, oh.
I know. You handled like that very well.
Just like the piano where the A didn't play. Something special happened here.
Yes, that's right. Something very special happened.
Well, it's not the concert jacket, so
when
we're
did
fine.
When did you know that you could do this incredible thing, play the piano this well?
It's difficult to really realize. I mean, I always wanted to do it since I was a kid. But
how kid?
Oh, I think apparently when I was three and a half, I was already going to the piano and singing and playing. And so that's when my parents said, okay, we'll give him lessons. There must be some talent there or something. But I think probably 17, 18, I mean, I don't know when I started touring and doing competitions. But you never really know what's happening, if it will happen, how. I mean, it's just such a mysterious process.
And did your teachers know?
I think they did. I think they did, probably.
Uh-huh. And they knew they had something hot on their hands here. That's great.
They were all wonderful, I have to say. I had such great teachers.
Yeah, oh, that's great. How do they teach you? They put a piece of music in front of you, and then you...
Well, it depends on which level. I mean, right at the beginning, they were just teaching me how to put my hands and do scales. I mean, you just have to learn everything. It's like, and then later, the more advanced you get, of course, then it's more about interpretation, about certain technical things you can make better. Then it becomes much more, you know, it's just a different process depending where you are in your level. I mean, which level you are.
Yeah. Huh. Did you ever talk back to a teacher?
No, never. But I never would. I mean, I never had to. They were always so nice.
With you.
There was, yeah, and they were always right. I mean, whatever they were saying was never. I never had like a nasty or anything, which I think it's always when I hear the stories about horrible teacher, it just makes me so sad because that's really so bad. It gives you such a bad impression. No, they were all wonderful. But I mean, I had respected them and I was scared of some of them, like, but scared in a good way. I just wanted to show them the best I could do. They were always making me give them the most, you know.
How about mentors? Who were your mentors?
Well, there were a lot. If I only say one, it's difficult. There were so many people. It's Rubinstein, because I met him twice. I heard him when I was a kid, 5 and 7 years old, and he just had made the greatest impression. I mean, not just the music, the pianist, of course, but just the person. I mean, I met him, and he was just so gentle, so nice, so sweet, so easy to approach and to speak with, and I thought that was so incredible. Mm. That was a real inspiration for me.
You said a couple of seconds ago, you said they teach you interpretation, mm-hmm. matters of interpretation. What if your interpretation is different than theirs?
Well, I'll tell you, one of my favorite moments was my teacher, Aldo Ciccolini, who is himself a fantastic, fantastic pianist and performer, is one day I was playing a Mozart concerto for him, and I played the entire thing, And I stopped and he looked at me and he said, you know, he said, you played very differently than me, but I love it and I would not dream of changing anything.
Wow.
And that for me was, it was, yeah, it was really touching. But we are different. So a teacher is not there to, I think a great teacher is not there to make you imitate what he's doing. He's there to help you develop your own personality and become yourself and find your own identity. And that's what you have to do when you're teaching. Otherwise, it's not interesting.
Have you ever played with a conductor and you just didn't get along?
I'll tell you, my entire life, and it's been already pretty long with concert, many years, lots of concerts, like in the thousands, only once.
Uh-huh.
Only once I had a real problem with the conductor.
How did it,
I'm usually very, I'm a very easy person. I also, socially, I like to meet people. And also, I decided a long time ago that life is too short. You know, the concert is one night, is one evening. Even if we don't completely agree,
yeah,
we should still make it a pleasant experience for everybody. That's the end of that. But that one was just wrong. Was so that was not funny.
And you don't
That's
go
okay.
back.
I will just not play with that person again. That's
right.
For sure.
Interesting.
I just have to know, is this casual for you? Look at you. You look great. Is this casual?
Yeah, it depends. If I'm at home in Los Angeles, no, I wouldn't wear all of that. But yeah, for traveling, whatever. I just don't want to take so many things with me when I travel. So this needs to be for after concert, before concert, you know, lunch, dinner, whatever. So it kind of be a little bit in.
Yeah, I mean, like a white jacket, a beautiful, and I know it's radio, so but the ring.
These I always have.
That's real, right?
It's real, yes.
Man, look at the size of that thing.
It's nice. I love looking at it.
It's a beautiful diamond ring.
Thank you. I don't play with it though.
Oh, you can't? You can't?
No, I don't play with it.
Oh, boy.
So you leave it. Do you play with any of the rings?
Yeah, the rest I keep, yeah. This is just that one I don't. I can't play with it.
Well, they're heavy.
So how many white jackets like the one you have on do you have?
They get dirty very quickly.
They do.
Well, I have the one.
One cup of coffee, you would have been out of business.
I know. But I want
your
to play
circle
the
of influence there, Alan. <Yeah. laughs>
I have the one for the concert, which is, of course, another one. Other than that, no. I mean, on this trip, I came in and out from Los Angeles, so I only brought this one, so I better behave. Because
oh, boy.
That's it. That's the one.
Okay, so if you get coffee on that one, what are you going to do?
I just won't wear a jacket. I'll just have shirts, I guess. Or I'll turn it around.
Go out, get a new one.
Exactly.
Jean-Yves Thibaudet. Did I get that sort of right?
Yes. The difficulty is that, in this country, people always want to say Jean-Yves, which really is not
Jean.
Two separate yeah, because yeah. we wear the hyphen.
Yves.
That's perfect.
Thibaudet.
Yeah.
Mm. He'll join the Boston Symphony Orchestra tonight in the Kutsavitsky Music Shed. For more information, you can visit tanglewood.org. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
It's a delight to have you with us.
Thank you. Great fun. Thank you.
You're listening to the Roundtables Live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.